Blog Talk Radio.
New shit, I got the new shit, the exclusive. My man Long Loke on deck. Squad life, stand up. Here we go. Long Loke, talk to him, homie.
You already know, man. Up at Smoke Radio, drop that shit, nigga.
It's new shit, nigga.
You already know how I'm doing it, man.
Long Lucy, man.
I got these bars for y'all niggas.
Let me show y'all niggas how to really do this, man.
Let's do it.
Hop up in the whip, I'm about to make a move. It's time to wake these niggas up, they keep on hitting snooze.
Yeah.
Out in the six, me and my niggas play by different rules.
Yeah.
We keep it G about these hoes, we get to pick and choose.
Yeah.
I want that bitch there, cause she got a fat
okay.
ass. Scoop her up like Mickey D's, beating down the back pan.
Yeah.
Couldn't even catch a plane, now I'm flying high class.
Yeah.
Gotta keep a lookout for them people up on my ass.
Woo.
Why you acting like you ain't a hoe with your lying ass?
Why?
Knowing you gon' top a nigga down for this damn bag. Barney, why you fuck with her? Shorty got a flat ass. Who else gonna bust this drug for me? You shit, my bad.
My
I just want the money, baby. Plus, I think it's funny how you criticize another bitch when you ain't getting nothing. Bitches let her down another bitch for fucking with a hustler. This shit might not be for you, baby, but all her bills caught up. Shit, let me watch you grab this half and make it bubble. When I paid your ass last time, this time I'll make it double. If somebody takes something, let me know. I'll make it trouble. When
know.
I keep that banger on me, at that time I ain't trying to tussle.
Bye-bye.
If you skinny and you weak, get it together. Gain some muscle, cause I'm skinny, but I'm cut, and on my soul I can rumble. And my mother said, listen baby, Lonnie, stay humble, it's a jungle. If you run it down their throat, don't fumble. I listen to you, mama, blow kisses to you. If you ever need something, tell me, I'll give it to you. If I ever fall off, remind me I'm a king, and I'm bound to be successful, cause it's in my fucking genes. Lately I've been stuffing all this fucking money in my jeans.
Money.
It ain't never been a question who gon' take one for the team.
No.
Always been a dope rapper, had to wake up from a dream. Now I made this shit reality, my bars are fatality. Used to work at Arby's, 300 was my salary.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks, now I make that in an hour.
See, yeah.
Take a picture of this king, add it to your gallery.
Yeah.
Take a look at my life, man, I swear this shit inspiring.
Okay.
Cuzzo talking, ticket talk, battery my flowering. When I made my first 5 bands, this shit was flattering. Cuz I came from nothing, on my soul I ain't fronting. Played the cards I was dealt, and on my soul I ain't bluffing. Shit, you ain't never watch your mom bust a jug. When she finished, you say, mom, what's the flip?
Hey, mom,
she say, look,
flip?
If I give you $5, you supposed to make 10.
$10?
That's a flip, took the 5 and you do that shit again.
Okay.
I was taught to hustle, I just ain't know this shit at the moment.
Okay.
Don't front me shit, I don't want owe you shit, I don't want it.
Okay.
If it's worked down, I'm going for it. Nah, I ain't punting.
Okay.
If your money short, give me what you got, but I ain't fronting.
Okay.
I don't beef with niggas, I say to myself and get money.
Money.
If you try to rob me, crash, you a dummy.
Bow.
You can't ball like me, cause you ass and it's funny.
Wait.
Am I like my money crippin', talking all blue hunnids. If you hear this in the party, know the whole joint jumping. If you pull up on my niggas, know the whole crew dumping.
Yeah.
Killing niggas for no reason. Might as well be Donald Trumpin'.
Yeah.
Cause my gun for self-defense and I am not nigga hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got picture perfect verses for your nerves. Guy, anything I spit, you can picture it through a bird's eye. Hey, bitch, I hit acting different now when she curved, guy.
Yeah.
She don't answer calls, just text message one word, guy. Black Rob won't have to contact the niggas.
Up,
record
man.
Labels gon' wanna come sign a contract with niggas.
Nah.
I gave handouts and still ain't get my arm back from niggas.
Pussy.
Recorded tracks and still ain't get my songs back from niggas.
Pussy.
Tell me what's wrong with these niggas, they are snakes. I'm about to hit my lawn with these clippers. Lately I drink all my pain away, it's all in my liver, cause I get it from the mud. I'm a dog, how you figure, nigga?
Up at Smoke Radio. We're in the building. Back here like last year, every Monday, 6 o'clock, here on the Up and Smoke Network. Got a packed show today. What's up, everybody out there? What's up to the listeners? Shout out to the people, man. Shout out to the people in Norway. I told you, Sweden, the UK, fucking Iceland. What's up to y'all, man, out there, man? I see y'all on the check-in, man. That was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Seeing how far this shit reaches out, man. That's what's up, man. And actually, I forgot to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and lick a shot, man.
Yeah,
fucked
baby.
Up. Smoke Dog, man. Yeah, man. Again, it's your boy Smoke Dog. Every Thursday, 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I want to say a shout out to everybody again out there. You know what I'm saying? Hope everybody is about to have a good weekend or had a good weekend or had a good week. Hope you got some money. Hope you did some good shit this week, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're about to go in, man. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I got my, I think my family members out there, man. Let me see. Yeah, I'm going home.
You.
What's going on, cousin?
Shit, not much. What's going on with y'all?
Oh man, we got Will Holder and Thoreau on the check-in. You get what I'm saying? What's going on with you, cousin? How you been?
I'm alright. Just getting ready for this competition and shit. Trying to get all my ducks in order.
What's that there?
Oh, the 28th through September 1st, I'm going to New York for this competition called World Underground. I don't know if you've heard of Team Backpack, but I'm going for that shit.
No, go ahead. Educate the audience, man. I'm not familiar.
All right. Well, Team Backpack is an underground platform where they do ciphers and shit, and like a whole lot of underground artists start getting buzz and start getting known, and they can do local, not local ciphers, but like all around the world ciphers. I went in 2016 and auditioned, but I didn't get picked that time, so I'm trying my hand at it again this time around.
Cool, that's what's up, man. Good luck. Good luck on this time around, man, and hopefully you power through for that. You know what I'm saying? Is there a way? Are you going to keep us live? Are you going to be going live up there? Is there a link where we can watch this at? Or it's just, you know what I'm saying?
I'll see if I can get the links and whatnot, because I know they'll be going live. I should be going live too. I think it's on their Instagram and Facebook page. You look up World Underground.
Okay. Dig it. Okay, well, shit. You riding shotgun with me, so you know what it is. Now how it starts off. I'm about to call it off.
What about black on black crime? Where's the white women at? All white people ain't bad. We is out.
That's how we're going to start off. We started off with Pastor Daryl Scott. I'm going to put your ass on the train. For the simple fact you had the nerve to come out your motherfucking face. Yes, I said motherfucking face. I'm not regulated by the FCC, so I can swear on this radio network and smell me. But you had the nerve to come out. Matter of fact, let me just go into the clip because he can tell you better than what I can. Give me 1 minute, people.
Pastor Gerald Scott, I've had the honor and privilege to work with then-candidate, non-President Trump, and to observe him behind the scenes and have a number of personal conversations with him. And people ask me, why do I defend him so vociferously? And I say, it's easy for me to do because I know him. And he's shown me his heart, and I know he has a heart for all Americans. And I will say this, this administration has taken a lot of people by surprise, and it's gonna surprise you guys even more because this is probably the most proactive administration regarding urban America and the faith-based community. In my lifetime, and I'll be 60 years old in December, but when I think back on, I use good hair dye, and I've got a great makeup artist, but to be honest, this is probably going to be the, and I'm going to say this at this table, the most pro-black president that we've had in our lifetime, because, and I try to, you know, analyze the people that I encounter, this president actually wants to prove something to our community, our faith-based community, and our ethnic community. The last president didn't feel like he had to. He felt like he didn't have to prove he got a pass. This president, this administration is probably going to be more proactive regarding urban revitalization and prison reform than any president in your lifetime. If we work together, give him a chance. Don't pay any attention to these guys back here. And I promise you, we will do something. This administration will continue to make history. It's going to be a lot of positive change. Great things are on the horizon. I promise.
First of all, you clown. Listen, I ain't even on politics like that. I fell off of that shit when George W. Bush got in office, which was my favorite president because it just showed me much how much that the position held. You can just be a clown and get up there and do anything. Now, I know good and well this fool didn't come up here and say, this is the most pro-black president we ever had. Now, I'm going to go out there and say, we ain't never had a pro-black president ever, not even the last one. And he was kind of right on that because Obama did nothing specifically for black people at all. He did a lot of for minorities, and minorities fall on the women. They fall on the handicapped people. They fall on anything that's not of the 60%. If you're not 60% or 55%, you are the minority,
yeah,
according to democracy. So, Pastor Daryl Scott, I've seen you out there shucking and jiving, and I'm sure that, you know, you probably got a couple little butter biscuits, an attaboy from Donald Trump and this shit, but I need you to get the entire fuck out of here talking about he's the most pro-black president we ever had, because you cannot say what he's done or anything he's done specifically for black folks. So I need you to get the fuck out of here. Again. You want to chime in on that, cousin?
All right. I want to say one thing Obama did do, I want to say, which is specifically for black people, was prison reform. He was trying to help get people out of prison. That's about it. He didn't do shit else. Now, as far as this man calling Trump the most pro-black president ever, yeah, get the fuck out of here and have several seats in the corner somewhere. How can a man who calls neo-Nazis and white supremacists very fine people, someone who is endorsed by the Klan and called black activists for kneeling sons of bitches, the most pro-black president ever?
Absolutely.
Please shut the fuck up.
Yes, Daryl Scott.
You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Hell yeah. And I mean, I had to start off like that because my whole thing like that is I don't like these motherfuckers that are acting like, you know, especially the pastors and stuff like that, because when we're out of the black community, you know what I'm saying, we're definitely mainly Christians, and some of these guys are not for us. They only out for the dollars, especially when we're dealing with these churches that are 501c3s. Google that, people, 501c3s, meaning that they're tax exempt, meaning that with George Bush put in office, they can only preach about certain things and basically pray and you'll get shit. You're not allowed to talk about real issues or you will not be a 501c3. So sometimes when these people run around here talking about the pastors getting the money, yeah, it's true, because the church are tax exempt from certain things, but as long as they stay on the agenda or do not ruffle any feathers, because there's a separation of church and state, so therefore you're not allowed to go to church and speak about politics. If you do, that means your little government, little check is not going to come in, so they don't want to fuck up their shit and driving in the big caddies and all that shit, so they come out and talk like this fool. And you know what I'm saying, tap dance and shot shoot coon for a couple butter biscuits, and he's not for the collective. So, again, I need you to get the tire fuck out of here, please. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
on
another note, I want to give a special shout-out to our brother who just got inducted to the Hall of Fame, Randy Moss. Let's give it up to Randy Moss, man. Randy Moss.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm not a big football guy, but I like the stance that he took yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, but while he got inducted, he wore a tie to all the brothers and sisters that got killed by race soldiers or suspected white supremacy people. And he had all the names on his tie. So he had the names of, you know what I'm saying, Tamara Rice, you know what I'm saying, Eric Gardner, Freddie Gray, Walter Scott, Sandra Bland, Mike Brown, Autumn Starling, even Trayvon. All the names are on his tie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I started, and then when he gave it,
yeah that's dope.
The,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and all the people, and, you know, when people asked him what he did, he kind of, you know, stood on code and let people know what he did it for, you know, racial injustice and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I'm going to send you that link. When you get a chance, link it up, because you got to look at Ray Coon Lewis. And, I mean, Ray Lewis is just looking. His eyes are bucking. He's looking like, what are you doing, Randy? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But I do want to give a shout-out to the homie Randy Moss. And actually, while we're here, we might as well give a shout-out to LeBron, too, for the LeBron school.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to say that. You know
yeah,
what I'm
I promise. We is. Round of applause for LeBron.
The school, which is completely huge, colossal. You know what I'm saying? And, again, I'm not a sports guy, people. You know what I'm saying? I watch boxing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fan of anything or nobody, but I follow the sport of boxing. But when I follow these people, I look at the things they do behind the scenes. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like, that is dope. You know what I'm saying? That is something serious. And just the perks. You know what I'm saying? Like, the perks of going to that school is just insane. You know what I'm saying? Well, not insane is what's up, because some people from these communities, only thing they need is a start. You understand what I'm saying? Just a nice start. And when you got a guy that's basically going to, with free tuition, free bicycles, free uniforms, the free transportation.
Free meals. Free food bank for the parents and shit. Job placement. GED classes for the parents.
Can we officially say that LeBron James got Mike Jordan the fuck out of here now? I don't care about on the field.
Okay.
I'm talking about off the field. He got Jordan the fuck out of here. Now, people, y'all can run around.
Yeah, one
tells
in the black
Jordan.
Community, the other one's putting money in prisons. I'm going with LeBron.
There you go. One is trying to grow the community, and one is trying to lock it up and throw away the key.
Yeah.
So I don't care. I'm not invested into it. I know somebody, one of y'all motherfuckers is going to come at me and say, well, look at the stats, Smoke. Jordan got two rings and yada, yada, yada. I don't give a flying fuck. How about that?
Exactly.
I'm talking about what
the stats that matter
field.
Is what is what you do as a person.
That's
and as a person,
about.
LeBron
you
is
do,
better.
We judge you by your actions. That's how I go. You know what I'm saying? And I can give a damn. You know what I'm saying? I know that him and whoa. What the hell? Why is the pop up coming out in the middle of the damn show? This is some primary shit. Folks, that's some live radio shit right there. But some live radio shit. There you go. But that's just like, and hey, while we're there, we might as well give a shout out to our brother Derrick Rose too. You know what I'm saying? He did the same shit, the Rose scholarships, and he, you know what I'm saying? And actually, I'll just, you know what I'm saying? I'll read the article. It's out of the Chicago Tribune. He's gonna provide more than $400,000 in tuition money through the program. You know what I'm saying? And basically, it's going to help children prefer a higher education to better themselves in the community. You know what I'm saying? And this is not the first time he did it. While he's with the Chicago Bulls, he donated $1 million to after-school programs and stuff like that. You know, nonprofit organizations and things like that. And it's, you know what I'm saying? And he basically said, this is a quote, the new scholarship program is designed to reward students who are civilly minded and to demonstrate willingness to lead. You know what I'm saying? So basically, there's some people that are disenfranchised in these neighborhoods. The only thing they need is start, and this brother is coming through to give them a start. So we definitely gonna have to. And I mean, you know, and you just can't. You know, I like when people put in the work, because there's a lot of people out there that just don't put in the work. They talk a good game, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of other people out there that's putting in the work. I mean, I even give a shout out to Puff Daddy when he's on a little boarding school up there in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this guy's putting in the work. You know what I'm saying? On a side note,
real quick, I always felt it was weird that a billionaire could walk past a homeless person and do absolutely nothing. Like, I would rather keep more money, even though I'm never going to go broke, than help this person with, like, maybe at least $10,000 get his life right.
And that's what I think.
Like, that is pocket change.
Yeah, and my whole thing about it is this. I hear where you're coming from, but if you look at what our brother LeBron and Dirk invested into the future, they invested into people. So you got to understand
yeah.
that they're going to be building future lawyers, future doctors, and things of that nature.
True.
So, again, see, those are – when you're dealing with people like that, those are individuals. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you can't save everybody, but you know what I'm saying? Like, again, Willie, if you gave a homeless person some money, what's it really going to do for them? You can't change
True.
Their life. You, I mean, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, you say you gave them $20. I mean, they're going to get something to eat, and they're going. You can't really change their life. You can change your life for the moment. I know exactly where you're coming from, but to try to kind of play devil's advocate, you know, if you go ahead and give them $5, $10, something to eat, but you really can't. You're not going to let them live with you or nothing like that.
No. But as I'm saying, like, you know, I do agree. Like, it is better to invest in people and help them get an opportunity. But sometimes that little, like, what a billionaire would consider pocket change could be an opportunity for someone who doesn't have it.
But I tell you what, I think a lot of those millionaires or a lot of old money people, and the way their fucking parents used to do them, a lot of them old money people, I mean, there's no connection. They were all businessmen. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They never really showed their children love. They gave them shit. They were comfortable. A lot of these people are fucking machines. They live for business.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that gets them off is business. They don't give a shit about family
yeah, and greed.
Or anything like that. It's all about business. I mean, really, for them, children are nothing but just to keep the money in the family. It's not even about I want to have a child because I want to have a child. It's just I just want to make sure my money stays within the family.
Yeah.
But if you have new money, like new billionaires, like the tech guys, these are guys that had to earn their billion per se. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, say what you want about the Bill Gates and all that, but they had to earn it. Like, you know what I'm saying? They didn't get no handout.
Yeah.
They're not trust fund babies. They're not
human. Yeah, they had to take nothing and make something out of it.
That's right. So it's that. See, those new money people, they can kind of relate. You know, like LeBron is new money. So
yeah.
he's not an heir to anything. He's basically going to be the guy that's going to be building the generational wealth for the James family here in the near future. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's new
yeah.
money, and he comes from Ohio. You know, he didn't get nothing handed to him. He had to work for it. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
regardless of what people say about basketball or any sports guy, it still takes a level of discipline to do the things that they do. You understand? Everybody,
yeah.
if we can all pick up a basketball and put it in a hole and make millions of dollars, we all will be doing it. So let's just say that everybody is not skilled to do that.
True.
So it does take hard work for people to go ahead and get up in there.
Yeah, because you have to dedicate your life to that, to mastering that craft, and then being noticed.
And then just the discipline, because I watched
yeah.
everybody said stuff about Floyd Mayweather, and I said, do you understand that this guy, the first time he really only had candy was in his 20s? You know what I'm saying? He's just enjoying Big Macs now, the discipline. And if he did eat fast food, he would go run 5 miles. You know what I'm saying? Just that's a discipline. Like us, we might eat a burger.
Yeah, that's
say,
a whole,
you know,
that's a different level. That's a different level of discipline.
You know, just okay. All right, I know I'm gonna eat a Snickers, but you know, if I eat the Snickers, I gotta run them. You know, I gotta run 5 miles. Some people will just say, you know what, fuck the candy, because I don't want to run that 5 miles.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, you know what? I'm just going to eat the Snickers and sit on my ass.
Yeah.
I'm included.
You know what I mean?
So, like, I'll throw myself in that category.
Yeah. Let me talk to you, because I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to do it public, because I you know me. I don't hide anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the listener will not be denied. So here you go. This is a public service announcement to my cousin Rob. I need my cousin Rojo to quit eating chocolate for a Sunday. I need him to put mayonnaise on both sides of the bread. I need this nigga to quit putting gravy on everything. I need him to quit falling asleep at night with a candy bar in his mouth. I seen this guy in about 3 months. This guy's gargantuan now. Are you going to be able to have some breath control when you touch down on that stage?
Yeah, I know. That's why I was thinking about going on this 1,000-calorie-a-day diet. I'm going to have to, so I can keep my breath control and my stamina.
There you go. And now, shit, since we're there, I got something here for you. And this is called, we're going to go to a real quick music break. This is called We Hear from my cousin, Rojo D'Antono. Go check it out. Is it on YouTube? No?
It's on YouTube.
It's on my
YouTube page, Rojo Inferno 4.
There you go. So, here you go. And here we go. Featuring Rojo D'Antono, Lunatic. Shout out to Lunatic, the whole circle, Medieval Records. Let's go.
Huh? Let it breathe. Rojo, what up, nigga? Let's talk to him. We here, yeah, nigga, we here. They got me lacing up my boots. See, I've been raging with my crew. Evaluated all they moves. Now I'm ready, motherfucker, we here. All black apparel, yeah, I'm ready for the ritual. It's critical, I'm sick of you. No need for a subliminal. I'm facing off the enemy, cause all I see is F-O-E. Had to spell it out like I was S-N-O-O-P. I'm a headstrong, take them head on. I put it blatantly. Irritable women, they love me. Can only please me facially, basically, patiently, gracefully. Accepting knowledge, wisdom, understanding as a yellow seed. When I'm deceived, the Jesus say rest in power, not rest in peace. I live free, a dog isn't a dog on the leash. Jeez, I wasn't saved by the bell sleep. There's a difference between history and history. Accomplish my 120, that's not a success, homie. They thought they took it all, what else do they want from me? From starving in the yard thinking that you would come for me. Ultimately, I'm thankful to you for making me hungry.
We here. Yeah, nigga, we here. They got me running through a tundra, now y'all hear me dropping thunder. Yeah, we here to claim the summer, we gon' put you niggas under, we here.
Don't tell me who was your favorite, I bought the entire playlist. I'm here to catch a honey, nobody should wanna face him. Y'all don't put me in rotation, I commentize your station. You can't see that I'm amazing, you niggas just probably hating. Bro, hold a fucking creeper, I ain't introducing to Satan. Dog, I lit this rap shit, you little niggas is playing. You ain't rapping, run this way, you're so reducing the vapors. Cause your text can't contain with the lead that I feed my paper. All a nigga eat is rappers, y'all like me to a gator. I ain't doing no one favors, I only fuck with the truest shit. Who is this? Rapping with the mind of a lunatic. Y'all praising that nigga. I'm nailing him to a crucifix. The way I spit insane. Y'all can say a nigga losing it.
it. Back up on my grind, I just wanna let the music hit. Abusing every beat, you niggas better get used to this. You flying with the stewardess, I'm flying over planets, god damn it. I make these niggas vanish, break the podium, you standing. I'm jumping from the bottom and the top, that's where I'm landing. I'm stomping through this beat, best believe I'm doing damage. This is hip hop history, my name will be branded. We here, yeah nigga, we here. They got me lacing up my boots, see I've been raging with my crew, evaluated all they moves, now I'm ready, motherfucker, we here. Yeah nigga, we here. They got me running through a tundra, y'all gon' hear me dropping thunder, yeah we here to clean the summer, we gon' put you niggas under, we here. Yeah nigga, we here. They got me lacing up my boots, see I've been racing with my crew, evaluated all they moves, now I'm ready, motherfucker, we here.
Yeah, baby.
And we're back, Love and Smoke Radio. That was Will Holder and Phono, my man Lunatic. We're here, shout out to Medieval Records, man, and shout out to the video up there on Rec. For Rojo, Rojo 4 on YouTube.
Rojo Inferno 4 on YouTube.
Rojo Inferno 4 on YouTube. Go check that out, man, and subscribe, like, share, all that good stuff, man, because they're here, and we here. Let's let you shout one more time. We here, motherfucker.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, man. I was, hey, man, I ran across the thing, you know what I'm saying, and I was, you know what I mean, shout out to my man Black Dot. Make sure you subscribe to my man Black Dot on the, it's the Black Dot. Just look up the Black Dot on YouTube. What else is it? What else? Black Dot, something else. Let me see real quick. Black, because that's my man. Gotta plug everything the boy Black Dot does, because when we talk about some hip hop stuff, man, Black, a guy that I definitely can relate to, and I just like some of the stuff he says. I don't agree with everything, because I don't think I agree with everybody on every single fucking thing they say. I wouldn't be a man if I did. We going to disagree on something, but if you call it peanut butter and jelly, and I call it jelly and peanut butter, goddamn, we going to disagree about something. So, here you go, Black Dot, man, Urban X Media, that's what it's called, they're on YouTube, man, and he broke something down, man, and it was about hip-hop, and it was just like, you know what, man, I get this, and I couldn't articulate it any better, and it was just like, you know what, I guess, I was like, when he said it, you know, when you hear something, cuz, you think the person is talking to you, like,
yeah,
some of them is talking to me, but he ain't talking to me or about me, but he's talking basically like something that, you know, that we can relate to. So this might be a little bit longer than a 2-minute clip. So are y'all short of expanded attention having motherfuckers that's only used to short shit? I'm sorry if you didn't take your Ritalin today, but this might be. This might be a little bit over than a minute. So we might be running 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So if you can't retain that much in your head, 2 minutes, you might want to take a pen and a pad, write down. Shout out to Black Dot, Urban X Media, man, and we're going to get it.
I love old school hip hop, but I hate these new school cats who don't pay homage to the elders.
Right.
Who paved the way for them to get paid. I love old school MCs that know when their time has come and gone. But I hate these old school MCs who walk around here with a chip on their shoulder like somebody owed them something because they used to write a few rhymes back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I love original MCs, but I hate these fake-ass rappers who steal your ideas, concepts, style, energy for them to get paid. I love real gangsters, but I hate gangster rappers. I love an MC that can spit an ill 15 bars, whether he's on wax or on the corner. But I hate these corny ass rappers who only rhyme about being behind bars like that's some kind of badge of honor. Mm-hmm. I love female MCs who can hold their own with the mic. Mm-hmm. But I hate these female rappers who go double platinum using their sexuality to do so. Mm-hmm. Ass and tits, double platinum. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that hip-hop is making a whole lot of money these days. But I also hate the fact that the only ones really getting paid is white people, corporate America. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that the greatest MC of all time is a black man. Mm-hmm. But I hate the fact that the greatest selling rapper of all time is a white man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love producers that just produce. But I hate these producers who want to get on the mic now and shit. Mm-hmm. I hate that shit with a passion. I love black CEOs who stay behind the scenes. But I hate these black CEOs who come up in front and want to outshine their own artists. You know what I'm talking about. I love an MC with a little bit of spirituality. You know what I'm saying? But I hate these rappers who get on records, kill people, sell poison to their neighborhood, hate their women, win a Grammy for the shit, step on stage and say, I'd like to thank God. I love hip-hop, but I hate shit-hop.
That's right.
I love hip hop,
right.
But I hate shit up. I love MCs back in the day who had like one gold front. You know, I thought that was But I hate these ignorant ass niggas with a mouthful of platinum. You can't even speak to these niggas without going blind. I hate that shit with a passion. I love MCs that keep it real. But I hate these fake ass rappers who get on your MTV cribs. It ain't their crib.
That's right.
Driving these fly ass cars. It ain't their cars. These niggas is fronting in their videos. I hate that shit with a passion. I love hip-hop during a time when it was diversified. You know what I'm saying? But I hate the fact now you got to be a gangster rapper before you can get signed. Mm-hmm. I love MCs that can hold their own album down by themselves. But I hate these rappers who got 15 other rappers on their album doing duets, and he only got two solo songs on his album and shit. I love reggae music, and I love Latin music. But I hate reggaeton. I love Jay-Z, but I hate Jehovah.
Mm.
I love Nas, but I hate Escobar. Mm. I love Beyonce. Well, shit, I love Beyonce. I love the Get Rich or Die Trying album, but I hated The Massacre. You know what I'm saying? I love the DJ. But I hate these rappers who get on stage and perform with a DAP machine. What part of the game is that? I love DJ Clue, DJ Kick Capri, and DJ Boosie B. But I hate the fact now that everybody and their mother got out of mix CD now. Everybody. Motherfucker might be selling cookies. Y'all got a mix CD for cookies. I love hip-hop magazines that really break down the culture of hip-hop. But I hate these magazines that's all these ads in it and shit. You gotta turn 40 pages before you can get to the damn editorial. I hate that. I love rap groups or hip hop groups. But I hate when you got 15 niggas on stage and nobody know what the fuck they doing and shit. Shit is chaos. Back in the day,
what's good, nigga?
Yeah. We're back. Shout out to the brother Backup, man. And I y'all know where he's going with it. There's a theme going on with this. And everything he hated and everything he liked, it made sense. And I have an MC on the line right now with the name of Rojo de Inferno, what happens to be my blood cousin. And I wonder, you as an MC, because I always like to talk to the MCs and get their take on it. What was your take on what it is? I know there's a lot to unpack, so take your time. What was your take on that whole clip there, King?
I mean, to really summarize it, he's saying he hates the industry, but he loves hip-hop. Which I can agree to that. I love hip-hop. I love where this came from. I love what we built it into, but I hate the industry. I hate corporate America. I hate the fact that our voices, but the voice in the face of hip-hop is being controlled by people who hate hip-hop.
Yeah.
So I can agree.
It's a shame because what's going on is I heard Eric Benet, and I don't have it, but he came up with some. He kind of made a point to where he was just like, basically, like, rappers are the new face, not all of them, but as a collective, are the new face for white supremacy.
I agree. And I've seen a meme where it said rappers are the black face of white supremacy, and I fully agree with that.
Great, sir.
Well, like, they've made white supremacists and the Klan's job a whole lot easier by promoting self-destruction. By promoting killing a nigga, stabbing a nigga up, shooting a nigga, selling his mom some drugs, selling him some drugs, and just encouraging robbery, encouraging overdoses and drug use. Now, I'm not talking about weed.
I'm gonna agree, but it's also to where, and I want to give him shit is just flowing the way I just didn't even want it to flow. I would give a shout out to a hater out there, but you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do that. Because actually, you know what? Hi, hater. You know what I'm saying? Hi, haters. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I look at it as two things. I agree with Eric Benet. I'm gonna agree because I feel as though that certain people are put out there in the front line. All the destructive shit is out there on the front line. You understand what I'm saying? And we've talked about this plenty of times, and if people want to listen to the archives, just go back and hit the link on Up and Smoke Radio. Blog Talk Up and Smoke Radio, just go to the archives, and everything will say featuring Rojo. We've had these discussions before as far as how they put things on the front line and what's marketable and the whole the drug culture and how they're marketing that, and you know what I'm saying, and which was funny, and I don't know if you've seen that, which when Leor Cohen was on at a Breakfast Club, and these guys don't know who Leor Cohen is. He was like one of the founders of Def Jam Music. You know, he was the guy that kind of put on the Migos and that whole new wave, the Young Thugs, and now he's pretty much the head of YouTube, and he got a Charlamagne Tha God kind of checked him, cuz. And he said, you know, the guy was saying about, you know, we need help with this drug problem, opiate problems and all that. And Charlamagne kind of checked him and said, well, why you sign all these rappers to talk about using drugs and lean dances? You know what I mean? Why you promote those and don't, you know, you're Leor Cohen, one of the founders of Def Jam, so that means you sign, you know about a Redman. You know about a DMX. You know about, you know, you know what, because Def Jam used to be, and you can agree to this, the label. If you didn't want to be signed to Def Jam, you wanted to be signed to Death Row or Rap-A-Lot.
Yeah.
Now, all the other stuff came later. All the other stuff came later. Your Rockefellers, your Bad Boys. But we're talking about at that, you know, well, no, Bad Boys still a little bit behind, you know, but Death Row, they're all about the same time. But you wanted to be either Bad Boy, I guess, Death Row or Def Jam.
Yeah.
Or even Jermaine Dupri, so deaf. We even give him that. You know what I mean? So this guy knows something about quality music. And I'm not judging anybody's music at this point. I'm not judging Amigos' music. I'm not judging Fetty Wap because he had a lot to do with that Fetty Wap wave, too. That whole 300 label. You know what I mean? But he knows about quality music. So even if anything, if we want to just deal with it on another level, okay, then keep a balance. Because we had like, for every Little Kim, we had a Bahamadia, which was the balance. You understand what I'm saying? Or Lady of Rage or whatever. So there was a balance. Okay, then you have this label, then keep a balance. Then sign some good artists. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because you know.
For every young thug, put on a mic on.
There you go. Yeah, because that
yes.
actually, that almost balanced it out. For three young thugs, get one mic on.
Yeah.
But I like the way it breaks it down because it's almost like what they're doing. Because we got to talk about the why. Why are they doing it? And I like like-minded people. Again, we're going to learn from each other. There's a slogan out there, you can learn a lot from a dummy. So we learn from everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, I would like to give a shout-out to GMO TV on YouTube. And again, people, that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? You want to check out Smoke. You know, you might find me on YouTube and Twitter. I mean, I fuck around on the other networks, and I'm more heavy on those networks. You know what I'm saying? But check out this brother, man. He definitely just broke it down, man. And we're going to agree.
When you come from impoverished conditions, right, areas with lack of resources, lack of jobs, lack of education, complete opposite of an affluent community, complete opposite of a community that has abundance of resources, abundance of education, just an abundance of choices to make sure you have a better life, and you lack those resources. So therefore, violence, drugs, and all the negative things that you can think of are just at a very, very short distance away when you're growing up in that kind of environment. You're right there. You see it every day. So that's what they talk about, and that's all they know. Versus, you know, someone who grew up in a more affluent community that has abundance of resources, right? Lots of different avenues to choose from when it comes to education, when it comes to just life in general. You have abundance of choices to choose from, right? You have more options, and therefore you have a more of a positive outlook on things. And if you are an artist in that kind of environment, that's what you're going to talk about. You're going to talk about the things that you see. And it was complete polar opposite than growing up in a low income, impoverished, economically deprived area. Complete opposite. And that's what's pushed, because the dominant white society, they know that that's what sells. That's what sells. They go by whatever sells.
And that's right. They go by whatever sells. But, to what he was saying, and we was kind of on the same page, is if we'll go look at a Teriyaki 69, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because for every guy with, you know, we can say anything we want about them, okay? We can say we don't like their music. We don't like this about them. Every guy with Kool-Aid in their hair, these guys are from the inner city, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're from the inner city. They're from the struggle. Now, they can be quote-unquote weirdos. It might be not something that resonates with us. But they're from the inner city, and they are rapping. Some of these guys are rapping about their actual experience. Some of these guys are on lean and doing all these types of drugs to escape the harsh realities of the hood. Because we all know, if we really break it down, when you do mind altering shit, it's really all about escapism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody goes to the club, and you might see a woman out there, and she might have an inch skirt on, but she's a lawyer, and just from fucking 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, she doesn't want to think about her fucking job. That's escapism. She might be escaping from her job. When these guys are doing the lean and all the pills, they're in the hood. Now, they might be guys that don't even talk about what they rap about. But shit, walking down the street, they can probably get shot by accident just from the environment that they're in. Yeah, just from the environment that they're
in. Either that or they could be forced into that gang life.
Yeah.
It's either down with us or you're an enemy when you're just trying to live your life.
Look at a guy like Kendrick. He wasn't active, but that's where he's from. They automatically made him a blood. He's from a blood set. He had no other choice than to claim it. It's almost like if you're from Pittsburgh, you're automatically a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. You just know you have a fucking choice. But the thing is, I mean, there's a few, you know, I mean, not to say it, but I'm saying as far as a collective, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be people that are going to be fans of whoever. But as far as a collective, you're going to be a Steelers fan. But the thing is, why do you take that? Because it's not, again, it's not like we didn't know about things of that nature. It's just that you take these one elements and you put that on the front. You put that out there.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And another side of it is they do come from nothing. So a couple million dollars just to talk about what they've seen every day sounds like a good deal.
And who are we to say? Because I'll keep it extra funky, not to sound whatever, but hearing that Ghostface song, "All Thing I Got Is You," I don't know shit about having roaches in my cereal box. Respect, I don't know nothing about it. You understand what I'm saying? So you give a guy that come from poverty, you know, can't even enjoy a bowl of cereal because there's roaches in it, you know, in the box, and you still got to eat the shit. And, you know, you get a, you know, and they throw you a couple $100,000 and you shine your life away, but just for this, again, escapism. For a year or two, you get to escape the hood and you're out here living, the best life you can for this year or two. And, you're done. Because you done signed everything away, but you didn't know the business because they don't teach you business. You know, that's like a pimp trying to teach a prostitute the pimp game. Never going to happen.
Yeah.
And usually when somebody has an OG around them, they do everything to try to divide and conquer the OG in that person's corner so they won't be giving them the proper advice they need. You know what I'm saying? Because the OG would probably try to tell a guy, listen, man, you're going to take that $100,000 upfront money, but if you wait a year or two, you're going to get $10 million on the back end. But what can you tell that young brother if he got somebody like a Lee or a Cohen saying, hey, what's your boy know? I put on Jay-Z. I put on LL Cool J. I was on tour with Run DMC. And then he takes you to meet one of your favorite rappers at some type of dinner in fucking Hollywood somewhere, and you ain't never seen this shit in your life. And by the time you done signed everything away, it's too fucking late.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I don't know if you heard that R. Kelly I Admit song, but he was talking about how he got fucked on some bad deals and how he's real broke right now.
I heard that part. And that used to be a campaign of mine. Like, R. Kelly has to make a fucking bag because he got all that publishing money. He wrote for Ron Isley. He wrote for all these people. And then here to come to find out he doesn't own his publishing. And then now it makes sense because me, and you know how it works, like majority of the artists make their show on the road. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't a hot rapper or you ain't got, you know, you make your show on the road. But if you're a guy like R. Kelly, you work some big records, you don't really have to go. Because people, I'm going to tell you like this. It looks cool, but it ain't cool. Don't nobody want to be on the road away from your family, away from your house, eating on a fucking bus amongst 11, 12 people, smelling each other's fucking body odor for 120 fucking days out of the year just so you can keep the lights on at a house you ain't never going to really be at. Nobody wants to do that. It looks fun, but you're going to, like, could you imagine? You're going to have to go through it. You know what it is. Like, because you're about to do some shit, and you're going to have to go from, like, could you imagine have to be, you just did a show. Your show's over at 3 in the morning in Ohio. Next day, you got to be in goddamn fucking Wisconsin for another show at 9 in the morning. There's some people that do two shows a day.
Yeah. Honestly, we are like we've already done like shows on that magnitude, like because we had to travel out a couple hours to do a show till like 2-3 in the morning, then had to be back up by 6 to travel another 3 hours back out to Monongahela for a music festival.
There you go. So you're just basically, you know, you're solidifying it as an artist, a guy that's out there as a working artist. You know what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
still making music and stuff like that. You just told it in a glimpse and said, yeah, so without, it's not like I'm throwing shit at the wall and hoping it sticks. That's what happened. But could you
yeah.
imagine, and you're in the middle of the grind. You're grinding. But could you imagine
yeah.
if you have to do it? If you, I mean, you have to do it because you got this fucking 12-bedroom mansion and you have to do these shows because, you know what I'm saying, because you have to keep up the fucking overhead for mortgage and
yeah.
private school
yeah.
for your children and you know and you know your baby's mom your mama. So you gotta be on the road, you gotta work, and just imagine if you ain't getting paid what you're supposed to, that becomes a burden. It's not fucking
fun. Yeah.
People think that you look up and say, man, I'm going to be on them fucking bitches or whatever, smoking all the weed, hanging out with Snoop Dogg. We're going to get fucked up. Man, y'all had hangovers before. Could you imagine partying all night and have to wake up at 9 in the morning because you have to be at radio at fucking 6 in the morning and your show ended at 2 and you've been partying all night and you got to be at radio
yeah.
at 6 in the morning and conduct an interview and fucking be professional? That becomes a burden.
Yeah. A lot of these artists get burned out.
Yeah. But if you own your publishing is basically printing new money. It's like, you know, your
yeah.
song gets played in the jukebox. You get a check. Your song is in the movie. You get a check. Somebody samples your shit.
Yeah.
You get a check. That's the stuff you can pass on to your children. I mean, Google Michael Jackson, Google Prince. Publishing.
Yeah.
If y'all guys going to go conspiracy, but we're not going to go here. We're not going to take it there today. But publishing is printing new money. And me to hear him say that, I definitely didn't listen to the whole 20-minute song. I'm one of them remedial niggas. I'm like, y'all people out there, I can only get 30-second clip. But now I probably heard about 7 minutes of it. I got it, and I'm not even gonna lie. I'll go ahead and give myself some shots. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie, guys. I fuck with the song. I was going from trapped in the closet type shit. You know what I'm saying? I kind of liked it, the concept. Now I'm not gonna do a deep dive. But I kind of fuck with the song, but I will keep it on the surface as far as what we are saying about him not having ownership. That was surprising to me. That was very,
yeah,
very surprising.
It was to me, too.
Like, because I was like, R. Kelly don't have to sell another fucking record in his life. But when I'm seeing him, like, okay, he still has to perform, and he's still up there mad because people ain't coming to his shows and shit. I'm like, well, R. Kelly shouldn't really give a fuck because, fuck it, you shouldn't even have to tour again, you know, ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's older rock bands like the Rolling Stones and shit that tour because they like to tour. You know, they pick when they want to go out. People like Kiss and, you know, all these bigger
yeah.
type of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? They go out when they feel like going out. So they don't, you know, they got all their ownership. But to hear
yeah.
R. Kelly, that was kind of disheartening. Because
it was.
He's
been in the game for 30 years, put out some of the biggest hits, if not the biggest hits, in hip-hop and R&B history, and you have none of your ownership? That is fucked
yes.
up.
I mean, he probably took a nice upfront check. I don't know, but that is in fucking insane.
But at the same time, he also admitted he couldn't read.
Yeah. I mean, and that's some dad, yeah, what I'm saying. And that's why my whole thing is, and this what I'm recommend to everybody out there, once you get to a certain level, get two of everything. And when I mean two of everything, get a lawyer, get two lawyers. Have that lawyer watching that lawyer. Have that accountant watching that accountant. Keep these motherfuckers playing against each other as to who's going to be out for your best interest. Because I've seen some shit about Stevie Wonder with some straight janky shit. His lawyer just died, right? And he put some shit in Stevie's contract where he's part owner, like a percentage of Stevie's music or some shit, and put it in a damn contract. Not, and then the whole thing about it is, now this wasn't going to be on the docket. This was definitely not what I was going to talk about, but now that we're here, I'm going to talk about it. The whole thing about it is the family is kind of acting janky, like they don't want to give it back. So this little janky motherfucker is about to put his kids and, you know, pay mortgages and shit, not do nothing, sit on his ass. His family about to eat off of Stevie, and they ain't going to do shit. And that's how R. Kelly should be, but with his own catalog. You understand what I'm saying? These people about to eat off a Stevie song that he made in probably in 19 goddamn 60 something when they was probably before they even born, and they gonna make it seem like they got part ownership of his shit. I tell people, man, independence is the key. You pause. You ain't gonna jerk yourself. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna look out for you except you. But if you do happen to take that deal or get that, man, get to a space. Don't buy yourself no dumbass shit, man. Get a lawyer to watch this lawyer. Get an accountant to watch this accountant. Because they all trying to be in your pockets. Because, again, if ain't nobody about to teach you the game, then they ain't good for you. Anybody to tell you don't read the paperwork or none of that shit, they ain't good for you. Read everything.
And on top of that, I feel the artists themselves should go to school and learn how to be an accountant themselves so they can keep an eye on their own book.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, I'm going to go into another movie break. And since we was already there, I might as well go into my man Lunatic at the Medieval Records. This is Fortress, and we're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? Check out my man Lunatic. Fortress. Let's go.
DJ, put that G shit on replay. Young boys late like a relay, sweeter than a cheesecake. They ain't making noise like bass, and it ain't even a race. It's this point in time, hotter than the summertime. I'm always hungry like Ramadan. Flavor for Louis, every kind. Look in my eyes and I'm ready now. Dreaming about what freedom feel like. I'd imagine walking around in ice. My perceptive vision, what would life feed on the ground? But still, I'm taking flight. Feeling like a moment. All my niggas hot like a toy, like a shark. Plugged in with valuable sources. Young nigga building his fortune. Started in the game like I'm Katie. Yeah, around the time I was fucking with the Tavia. Had braids at the time, still was wavy, bruh. When trying to ball out, I was saving up. Nowadays, I don't just label women or go down south like Cajun chicks. I'd rather go up top like, what's the ticket? Bring it back down and see if she can flip it. Whoa, I don't gotta sell cocaine, cause it's cocaine.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted, my homie still pirates blended. Busting fish out the bottom and staying in the dishes. Woo. Fuck with me, DJ. Put that G shit on replay. Bring it all the way back like a set tape. When my Sean Diddy calls, when you press play, they'll get it later. Preferably, I want some alligators. Captain shit, but I ain't trying to save her. Streets are raised like we was playing safer. Right. Look in my eyes, you looking at the maker. Plotting, pitching, pumping, paying your paper. Performing, popping, packing, power player. Progression, pride, pills, precipitation. But that's all in another conversation. Fuck with me, DJ. Put that G shit on replay. Your voice made like a relay. Sweeter than a cheesecake. They ain't making noise like bass. And it ain't even a race. It's 20 times hotter than the summertime. I'm always boy turn me like mama son. Flavor for Louis, every kind. Look at my eyes and I'm ready to shine. Dreaming about what we don't feel like. I'd imagine walking around in ice. My perceptive vision, what would life be on the ground? But still I'm taking flight. Being like a Mormon. All my niggas hot like a tortoise. Plugged in with valuable sources. Young nigga building his fortress. Whoa. Long day, great night. Long day, great night. Great gang, strong bite. Frostbite. Frostbite. I am king, sitting back comfortable with my team. So come stand up and pop off a clean new bitch on the scene. I'm all in her dreams, told her I'll call you. Hey, look, don't call me. I might be so frosty, cause I know all of them cost me. Talking about endorsements, talk about bosses. Feeling like Harvey Johan, going to these causes. Glorious, like the plant that my nigga about to burn real slow this month. I've been on go this month. Promoters and advertising asking us to do a show this month. Now I ain't gotta sell cocaine, cause these cocaine. Don't get it twisted, my homies still pirates blended. Bust the fish out the bottom and stain in the dishes. Woo. Plotting, pitching, pumping, painting, paper, performing, popping, packing, power, player, progression, pride, pills, precipitation. But that's all in another conversation. Fuck when we DJ, woo. Put that G shit on replay. Young boys late like a relay, sweeter than a cheesecake. They ain't making noise like bass, and it ain't even a race. It's just 20 time, hotter than the summertime. I'm always hungry like Ramadan. Flavor for Louis, every kind. Look at my eyes and I'm ready, nah. Dreaming about what we don't feel like. Woo. I'd imagine walking around in ice. Yeah. My perceptive vision, what would life be on the ground? But still, I'm taking flight. Being like a Mormon. All my niggas hot like a tortoise. Plugged in with valuable sources. Young nigga building his fortress. Whoa.
Yeah, that was a homie lunatic, man. Fortress, man. Gang, shout out to Medieval Records, man. Bam, fam, all the motherfucking, the whole shit. Lucci, you dig what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Chafer Gang.
Shit.
All that, man. You know what I'm saying? And I say like this, we kind of, if you look at the time, we are on overdrive right now. I'm seeing everybody starting to drop off. And I'm saying that at this marker of time, nobody hears us whatsoever. Because the show is scheduled from 6 to 7, and we didn't even get into the NFL stuff. We didn't get into the neat, that, you know what I mean, which you wanted to get into. And
yeah.
I'm starting to see that I'm going to have to schedule these things longer, because I just started seeing right in the middle of a song, nobody hears this now, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's off, but we're still talking. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people will hear us on a replay. If they go back and listen, they'll be able to listen, they'll be able to hear. But as far as live, they can't hear, and it's probably going to end in 10 minutes because the show only goes 15 minutes over than scheduled time. You know what I'm saying? So we're 9 minutes in overtime. You know what I'm saying? Eight minutes in overtime, and it's going to abruptly turned off. You know what I'm saying here? You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to have to schedule them longer because I usually just schedule them for an hour. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I was going back and forth for having some great content, and I didn't want to cut it off and hurry up and rush it. But it's always so next time we already got two subjects on the table, the male cheerleaders, and, you know, the neat thing with the NFL is always going to be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd rather do it when people are on. The Soul Sisters was on, but they didn't hit the one button because they're kind of upset at me because I had to mute their mics last week. Shout out to Soul Sisters.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, baby.
And the board's still working. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, because there was a couple things that I wanted to do a back and forth on, you know what I'm saying, with them on the line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, it what I'll do.
I mean, I guess we can schedule it for tomorrow then.
Yeah, we can do, let me come up with an outline, and we could, you, what's your schedule for tomorrow?
Actually, let me take a look.
Okay.
All right, let me see here. Okay, I work 3 to 11 on the tomorrow.
Huh, 3 to 11.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
I was able to
bird.
Talk last time. I can do it.
No, no, I'm an early bird. It don't really matter.
Smoke.
It don't really matter.
Hmm?
All right. I heard Wallace. So how long she didn't tell me to die. But that's not Amber's, is it? Definitely not.
No. No.
That's Wifey for Lifey. And I definitely wanted to pick that brain too. That, you know, I wanted to do the happy wife, happy life subject. And this would have been a 2-hour show. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's shoot for
noon tomorrow.
All right. Noon. It's not going to be afternoon, obviously. It's going to be like, I'm shooting for the 12 o'clock noons, but if the time change, it'll be 11, you know what I'm saying? It'll be up, not down, because I want to get you, you know what I'm saying, so you'll be done no later than 1 o'clock, so you can still have your shit, you know what I mean? Be able to be your ones and twos, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
but,
yeah, we can definitely shoot for noon tomorrow.
Yeah, just shoot for noon, and I mean, for as far as me, I ain't really got to do no work, because the clips is loaded up there. You know what I'm saying? Up on the board already. I just didn't talk about it. Like, we ain't rehashing nothing that we talked about today. We just gonna pick up where we kind of left off. Actually, let me turn the shit off. This is on radio right now. So if people go back and fucking listen. Let me. I'm gonna call you and end the show.
All right.